But I'm still natural at the same time. So I'm going to let Annika tell you a little bit more about this whole process. And I want to say thank you to Alana, too, for this amazing installation. They were so organized, so pro. They had it down. Yeah. Like, every single thing came in and was set up in, like, the space of 3 hours. It was amazing. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. So I'm Annika Carterfield. I currently live and work at Salem Artworks. It's a residency program at Sculpture Park in upstate New York. And I talk about that place because it's what inspired and started the whole process of making the things in the gallery that you see today. So I wanted to talk about specifically these photographs that you see in the 3 pedestal pieces. So those 3 pieces are actually from installations. They're photographs of installations that I made in the forest there at the Sculpture Park. And they're part of a series that's called Covered Care. And they're important to me because they were sort of inspired by my work with the Forest Service that was interested in the moment of, like, in conservation, where in order to inspire people to care about the environment, you have to give them access to that space. And in doing that, you always have an impact, whether it's making a trail or building a bridge or, like, rock structures. There's an impact on the space in just getting people to care about it. So the contradiction in that is what inspired the start of this show, and I included the photographs in it as a reference to those places and also as a layer of something that you don't have access to, but just a simple understanding of it through a photograph, but you're not fully aware of the whole space because it's behind glass. So how that translated into the experience of making work for this show was I was interested in bringing those concepts that I was using outdoors into the gallery. And that started by just making work that was interested in where, like, natural could meet the, like, pedestal and the frame and the white wall and play with our understandings of how we frame things and how we find meaning. So as I worked, it became, like, I kept working with how to perfect things, but then also leave them in their raw state and ask us, like, how we are comfortable with knowing things as their natural selves in the wild. Another thing about the pieces that are in the work is they're staged 20 feet apart from each other in an area of woods, and each one, like, one of them depicts a part in the earth that's a dip, and one of them is a tree that's 30 feet tall and covered in concrete. So, and in covering the places with concrete, I'm destroying them in a little way, but also calling your attention to them. And that is also in the works here of, like, this piece here, like, I'm calling attention to what it is, but also capturing it in some way, and it's losing part of where it came from. I think that's most of what I wanted to say. And feel free, if you have any questions about the work or comments, I'd love to chat about it. Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about the choices of different materials for the pedestal bases? I noticed mm-hmm. the 3 of them are really different.
Yeah, so they're all born a little bit separate from each other. In the space, I wanted to have a palette of materials where the materials were repeated and used in different ways. So the wood that you see here is the same wood that's framing other objects. And the plaster there is the same form of plaster that's on some of the other works. And this is actually a mixture of manure and earth, and it's also in the piece over there. And it's also in the photograph of this work. So you get some deeper understanding of that photograph by experiencing this piece, and vice versa with the other materials. Any other questions? Yeah.
Yeah, so there are different heights. Mm-hmm. And so for some people, it's easier to see inside.
Yeah.
What is
that relationship?
How do you approach the idea of design?
Yeah. I was playing with pedestal for these, like, that the concept of having something to put your art on and lift it up into a place of importance. And so I thought it would be interesting to distort it from what usually is a little bit. They're higher than they should be or than they typically are. And I'm interested in how that forces you to peek over or to view in a different light. It's similar to how placing this wall in the way that it's placed forces you to step around it and experience it in a different situation where you're alone with the work. And those kind of subtle manipulations that let you approach it in a different way. Any other questions? No?
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's Frank.
She's here. You can grab her. Yes. I know. Sometimes you're shy or the question is like rolling around in your head and you can't put words to it. Yes. Thanks so much. That was very good. Very good.
Do you want to help?
Thank you. Okay, we're good. Probably good.